So, backstage in Birmingham with Ray Morris. First up, congratulations on your album being released. How does it feel for it to be out?
It feels really surreal, actually. It's been such a long time in the making that I guess everything has been leading to this point. Mm. And then particularly the last couple of weeks of launch week have been quite busy. And this tour has been pretty busy, but it feels so nice to finally be touring the album and people hear it, and it's great.
Yeah, because your first single came out, was it 2012 or something? So has it kind of been like an active choice to wait so long, or was it sort of just happened that it's been quite a few years?
Yeah, it was definitely an active choice, because I think when I got signed, I was really fortunate that I was so early on in my career, but that can also be, I think I was concerned in a very small way of just being, I didn't want to kind of be pushed into anything that I didn't want to do, or like I didn't want my sound to drastically kind of take any wrong turns. So for me, it was important to just take time and just to kind of work with select people and get used to being in the studio and continue touring. So all of those things that just happened to take like 3 years. And I've been so busy from that moment of signing, but it just has taken a long time.
I suppose that's nice in a way, because I think some people, they sort of feel their first album maybe is a bit rushed or something, and so it's nice to sort of take your time and create your own sound and stuff. And a lot of people will know you for featuring on Bombay Bicycle tracks like Luna. How did that sort of come about?
Well, it actually came about through Lucy Rose. I'm not sure if you know Lucy Rose. So I met her we played a Kendall Calling Festival together back in 2012, I think. And we became friends, and I supported Lucy, and I actually went to see Bombay at MEN. The Manchester Apollo. It wasn't the MEN, it was the Manchester Apollo. Because I was a fan, I had tickets, went to that gig. And then met the guys and kind of gradually like went on tour with them and stuff. And I think it's just a really natural process when you when you're kind of in those touring circles, you end up working and collaborating together.
And you recently supported George Ezra on tour as well. How was that?
It's wonderful, really, really wonderful. George's team are a wonderful group of people, and I think that's so important when you're on the road, to like have the right kind of tour manager in front of house guy, and this band are amazing, and it was just a lovely couple of months, and we all had a really nice time.
I mean, who would be your sort of like dream artist to like collaborate with? Because obviously Bombay Bicycle Club, that's pretty cool already, but is there anyone else?
Bombay, I kind of never would have even dreamt of that, like when I was, you know, a big fan anyway. But I think people more electronic musicians, I guess the guys from Cocteau Twins, and like Bjork is a kind of huge influence at the moment in particular. So she's been somebody who I've kind of recently got really, really into. And then obviously like Kate Bush is like a huge, but to be honest, I don't know how I'd feel about working with her, because I just would be so nervous about it.
And I get the impression she's quite private as well. Like, you'd be extremely lucky if that happened. Like, that would be amazing.
I don't think she really opens the doors to many people.
And I was reading a recent BBC article on you, and it said the pop star who wanted to be a waitress. So that was the title. And I was just wondering, was that accurate, or did you never have a sort of like burning desire? Or was that sort of journalism at its best?
That was a wonderful piece of journalism. You know, the guy who wrote that article was amazing. I really, really loved him. But I think it probably was a kind of an interesting headline. I had a job as a waitress, and actually what I probably said to him was that when I was a kid, I used to like dress up and kind of pretend to take my mum's order, and you know, like I'd pretend I worked in an office, and I was just one of those kids that was really, really like productive, and I was dead organized and wanted to, like, I was always kind of wanting to do things, and I was actively like pretending this was a shop. So I'd be like, what can I get you? Can I get you a glass of wine? Or, you know, so it wasn't that I wanted to be a waitress, I think, but then, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a waitress either.
No, it's fair enough. And you've been long listed now for sort of BBC 2015. You've got a lot of support from like Radio 1 and XFM. How does that feel, kind of getting all this support?
It feels really, really wonderful. I think it kind of gives, it's definitely given me like a real kind of feeling of like faith in the industry, and that and also I think that should make other people feel excited for their music, for like new people coming through, and like particularly with Radio 1, I think they're really kind of, they've been so supportive of me, and it wasn't expected, and I didn't, you know, my music isn't kind of stereotypical like radio daytime music, so I think to get their support, it kind of shows that that the climate is kind of changing, and that people are ready to listen to songs and you know, listen to kind of different music than just the like super pop dance stuff. So
yeah, it's interesting because on the Sound of 2015 there's such a variety of like different artists. You've got like rappers, you've got like Years and Years who won it, that's more electronic, and so it must be really cool to sort of be part of that and kind of part of such a variety, really.
Yeah, it really is. And again, it like kind of it just feels like it's a really exciting time. Like everybody's doing something really interesting, because there's kind of no excuse not to now. Like you kind of need to do something that is going to slightly change or shift or like inspire somebody's mind to open a little bit. And I think it just feels like a really exciting time.
That's cool. And I was just wondering, with the songwriting process, like, how does it work for you? Do you sort of have lyrics come to your mind first, or is it the melody? How does it work?
It's usually melody and music, like the actual kind of the core of the music first, because lyrics are something that I really love words, but I wouldn't say that I'm like a lyricist. That's something I have to work on a little bit. And I keep a diary and like to write things down, but the words are always the thing that scares me a bit. And it's like the last thing that I add to the kind of cake. It's like the icing on the cake, I guess.
Okay.
And I usually just kind of sing the melody with any words that come out, and then piece the words around that. The kind of gobbledygook that I've the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting actually, because on Taylor Swift's recent album she included like voice notes of like listening to the songwriting process, and I thought that's a really interesting thing to hear, because you sort of hear the song at the end and it's quite obviously quite a not manufactured pop song, but it's got that real pop sound, and then you hear it at the start and it's just she recorded it on her iPhone.
I should listen to that album, because she's very interesting, like for somebody in a position to kind of do things like that, it's really awesome. And I think particularly for kind of new musicians that are coming through, like to hear the kind of way that somebody at that level begins to start. It's the same as everybody, like she's recording up, that's awesome.
It's really good. I was just wondering as well, when you're touring, who do you listen to, or do you like not listen to music, you just sort of listen to the I don't know the world?
It's a good point. It's really weird, I guess, when you are playing music all the time, you kind of when I was on the George Ezra tour in Europe, I was on my own, because I went out there I just went with him and his crew, so I didn't take anybody I knew. So I did spend a lot of time listening to music when I was travelling, because I was travelling backwards and forwards from Europe. So I listened to a lot of Ben Howard on that tour. that album kind of just was my companion. And then today I was actually listening to Angel Olsen. I don't know if you've heard that record, but it was really good for sleeping in the van, because I had a little nap on the way and it was really good to sleep to.
I was going to say, obviously you don't want to be listening to anything too like heavy or dancey necessarily, if you just want to like relax in between.
It's usually most of the time it's usually chilled stuff and stuff that kind of comforts me, like the kind of albums that I know well, and I kind of find it hard to listen to something new, because I like to have like home comfort.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck with the tour as well.
Oh, thank you very much.